Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
I have one story in particular when it comes to couples. It's kind of one of those things where it's obviously very important in all aspects to be in sync with your partner, right? When it comes to food and eating healthy, there are some situations that are probably more drastic than others. I have a client that lost over 100 pounds in 1 year. So amazing. Wow. She's such an amazing
with
client.
Withy Naked LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every single week, she would pick up her meals, and she would actually pick up food for her husband. So they would both, you know, make that transition into eating healthy. And then over time, I saw that she was just ordering for her, and I didn't really put two and two together. But you know, when I last saw her, she, you know, I asked her, "Hey, how are the meals going?" Obviously, it's working wonders. She looked like a brand new person. And but she wasn't ordering for her husband anymore, and she mentioned that they got a divorce because of that. Obviously, other little things, right. But that's a huge
because she change. Was making the changes, and he just couldn't stick with it.
Correct, yeah, and that's a difficult thing, just because when you're making a commitment to eating healthy and changing your life, you know, as you mentioned, the food that you put in your body will make you feel either good or bad, depending on what you're eating. And with her, not only did her physique change, but her attitude, her mentality, her confidence.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by Fernando Restrepo, founder of Eat Naked LA, to talk about how to be healthier in your regular life to make for a healthier sex life. Plus, I'm answering your sex and relationship questions. Topics include how having a healthier diet can actually help your bedroom performance, and we've got science to back it up. Which foods can make your appetite for sex even higher? How to give directions in bed but make it sexy? And what to do when you have some qualms on a new partner's kinks? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. You're going to love our site because sites are fun, and we've got a lot of great information on there. Find me in all social media. Sex with Emily across the board. If you don't like us, love us, share us, and all the places that you go, do that now. We appreciate it. Okay, guys, enjoy the show. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, I want to welcome my guest, Fernando Restrepo. You know, forever, I'm always looking for healthy places to eat in Los Angeles. And when I heard about his company, I get meal delivery. You know, I'm not talking Postmates. I'm talking about I don't have time to cook. And these are like my meals. And this company, what he's doing, the mission behind it is incredible. He started out of his own kitchen, and now he serves more than 60,000 plates a month. They can do custom meal plans based on your traditional needs, your fitness goals, food restrictions. He's really involved with a lot of important organizations in LA. And truly, he believes, as do I, what you eat has a lot to do with your sex life. So we're going to be talking about sex and food today. So welcome, Fernando Restrepo, to the show from Eat Naked LA. I'm so happy to sit with you today because I've been eating your meals.
Yes. Emily, thank you for having me.
Yeah. And I enjoy them. Tell me about Eat Naked LA. How did that all happen? How did you get to be this person that you are sitting in front of me, fit, healthy, making delicious food for 60,000 people?
Yeah. Well, I started the business in 2014, so about 5 years ago, and it was just an idea. I started out of my studio apartment kitchen. I've always prepped for myself just because I felt like time was the biggest commodity. I had friends that were very interested in it, so I started cooking for them, and coincidentally, I had some friends that were trainers, so I was cooking for them, and then they would refer clients, and you know, sooner than later, you know, 2 people turned into 4 to 5 to 10, and it just grew into this thing where I thought I could make a business out of it. So I had a buddy in North Hollywood that actually owned a bakery, and it was a really, really slow time for him. So I had an idea of renting out his facility on his downtime for me to scale. In about 6 months, I transitioned from my studio apartment to the bakery.
Wow.
And then in about another 6 months, I actually just took over the entire place. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a 2,000 square foot facility in North Hollywood. We do fully customized meal plans based on nutritional needs, fitness goals, really whatever you want.
How did you get involved with nutrition and fitness? Where did it all start?
Well, you know, I was, prior to this business, I've been an entrepreneur my entire life.
Okay.
And I was in real estate back in 2007, 2008, when the economy just took a big crash.
Yeah.
So I had to really figure out what my next move was going to be. I ended up taking a job, which I did not really enjoy. However, that job really taught me about how businesses internally work with finance and payroll and HR and all these things. At the same time, I'm a part of a group called the Masterminds group.
Oh.
It's a group of buddies. We're all entrepreneurs, or we want to be entrepreneurs. And they really helped me at that time identify what my passions were and take those passions into possibly creating a business. And that's kind of where Eat Naked LA was born.
Yeah.
So I pursued that. It grew very, very quickly. And
wow.
Yeah.
How do you work for you now?
Right, I have about 20 employees.
Wow, that is so impressive. Yeah. And it's so true. Like, we could go off on the whole mastermind thing, because I think that's such a lot of people have that support right now through different groups, and they help you with like lists and retention, all the things that you've had to do to grow. So that's really impressive.
Yeah,
really, in 5 years to have this kind of growth.
Yeah.
Even though there's so much more information right now about how to be healthy and how to eat healthy, that there's a lot out there. Like, we're sitting here with your beautiful juices, and I love your immunity shots I take every morning because I get these delivered to my house. And for me, like, I don't have time to cook. Like, I didn't grow up cooking. No one ever taught me how. I would end up getting hangry in the middle of the day. And I'm like, I need a meal service because, you know, so what have you found? Like, why might someone need it? Because I know there's a lot of people who do it to lose weight, or they do it because otherwise we're just grabbing shit because we're hungry. And
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why might someone need a meal service?
There's so many different reasons. I mean, I think with traditional meal prepping services, from what I've seen, a lot of them focus on the fitness space, you know, trainers, bodybuilders, things like that. That's not really how we started. Early on, I met some people that were working in health and wellness centers, doctors and hospitals. So we actually were helping patients with specific meal plans to help with whatever they were dealing with, some illnesses like high cholesterol, Crohn's disease. We had some cancer patients. So our business was very, very specific with being customizable. And I wanted to keep that because I felt like most people, from my experience, wanted the freedom to choose, pick and choose what they want. Whereas most services kind of just have entrees on rotation.
Right.
So I started off with that space. And then naturally, again, with healthy foods, it transitioned into the fitness space with athletes and things like that. You know, as we were gaining traction, I started to realize there's so many different kinds of people that need this service. Not necessarily just to eat healthy, but like I said, time is the biggest commodity, and the convenience. We really sell convenience. Single moms, business owners, students.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably not one person on this planet that does not need a service like this.
Exactly. So. I mean, I agree. Or we're spending money on Postmates or all these other things that are, it's not as healthy. These are portions that you can specifically, you know, tailor towards your needs. So what you're saying is a lot of it can cure people. Also, like the way we eat, like I do believe that food is medicine.
Yes, I do too.
How do people know right now with all the hype around keto or paleo or vegan, which is, I know, main options that you offer? I even get confused. Like, what's the first step if people are like, they haven't? Well, because I also know, like, let's bring it to sex for a minute. I believe that, like, what if we are healthy? I think everything does start with what we're putting in our bodies. And so if we are not healthy, we're not eating well, we're not exercising, then it could probably show up in the bedroom. How do we know where to start, first of all? Like, is keto better for some people and not others? There's all these fad diets.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you figure it out?
You know, I understand it. There's a lot of information out there. And, you know, I think for us, really our job is to just provide you with healthy foods, healthy, clean, organic foods.
They're all organic and clean. So important.
Yeah, so I would say about 90% of our menu is organic. Moving into 2020, proud to say that everything will be organic on our menu.
So impressive and not easy to do.
No, not at all.
And keep the prices reasonable. That's
That's another point. Is I wanted to provide a service that has a very competitive price point where everybody can afford it. Like I said, I mean, we have, you know, CEOs, business owners of multi-million-dollar companies, all the way down to, you know, students in college, right? But to your question, you know, it just really, it depends on the person. You know, I can't sit here and say that keto is better for everybody or being vegan is better for everybody. You know, it just really depends on the person, and our job is to provide many options and really to find, you have to find out what works best for
you.
Right.
So, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. So what about couples? Like, let's first of all talk about this. Let's talk about like our sex drive. Have you noticed that people you've worked with, do you think what we eat, like, how does that impact our sex drive? Do you happen to know that? Do you think about it, or our health, our overall health?
Yeah, I think food is everything. Like you said, food is medicine. I think it's common sense. It's if, you know, what you put in your body will determine how you feel. It's like what people use the analogy of, you know, if you have a Ferrari, would you put, you know, regular gas? No, you want to put premium fuel in your body for you to perform at the highest level, whether that's being an athlete, whether that's in the bedroom, you know, whatever it may be. I think it's all connected.
Yeah.
I actually read this article the other day, and it said, if it's good for your heart, if it is good for the heart, it is good for a person's sex life.
Yeah.
So I truly believe that.
I believe it's true too. Like a poor diet can lead to like erectile dysfunction. Yeah. You know, also if you feel sluggish, you feel tired, you smoke, you drink too many of the wrong fats, the last thing you're going to do is have sex. You're going to want to feel good about your body. And then I've also been looking stuff here, like a good diet can help boost your libido. Yeah, sure, your body's working well.
There's a lot of foods that are proven to help boost your libido.
Yeah. Like what?
So there's a lot of
I have
foods,
some here too.
Yeah, there's a lot of foods that we provide, but just kind of I would say like the top 10 that I've seen, a lot of seafood like crab, lobster, oysters, I think was like the number one thing. Red meat, believe it or not, obviously in moderation, but for myself personally, I have red meat maybe twice a week.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah. Okay. Avocado is a big one. Nuts is a really good one. That's probably my number one go-to for any snacks, you know,
nuts.
In between meals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people would appreciate this one. Dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm
so,
like, yes.
Again, in moderation.
Everything's in moderation,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. I can't just eat chocolate. I can't just eat a lot of dark chocolate and then I'm going to want to have sex all the time.
Yeah.
And then maca, I've heard.
Yeah.
Right. Which I didn't realize, root vegetable. Used to enhance fertility and sex drive, all those things.
In terms of the erectile dysfunction,
yeah.
There was, I was reading that fruit, like all kinds of fruit. They did some studies. They linked a higher fruit intake will decrease erectile dysfunction by 15 to 20%.
Wow.
Yeah. So like berries are really good. A lot of citrus, grapes, apples. I also saw red wine on the list.
Like a glass.
That makes sense.
Half a glass.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, food is so important.
How do we get people to get interested in this? Like, it seems like there's people who go along in their lives, maybe they're overweight or they've been unhealthy, and all of a sudden something switches, and then they realize, oh, actually eating healthy food isn't as hard as I think, and I do feel better. Is there like, have you noticed the change in people, like how they've changed by eating, because you work so closely with people, especially being in startup mode, you know, how when you started, how it's changed their life to start eating healthy, like couples or individuals?
I mean, that's probably the most rewarding part of my job is to see the transition in people that that feel different, look different, they feel great about themselves. You know, there's so many stories. I have one story in particular, especially, you know, when it comes to couples, it's kind of one of those things where it's obviously very important in all aspects to be in sync with your partner, right? When it comes to food and eating healthy, there are some situations that are probably more drastic than others. I have a client that lost over 100 pounds in 1 year. So amazing.
Wow.
She's such an amazing
with
client.
With the Naked LA.
With the Naked LA, yeah. Mm-hmm. She every single week she would pick up her meals and she would actually pick up food for her husband. So they would both, you know, make that transition into eating healthy. And then over time I saw that she was just ordering for her and I didn't really put two and two together, but, you know, when I last saw her, she, you know, I asked her, hey, well, how are the meals going? Obviously, it's working wonders. She looked like a brand new person. And but she wasn't ordering for her husband anymore. And she mentioned that they got a divorce because of that. Obviously, other little things, but that's a huge change.
Because she was making the changes and he just couldn't stick with it.
Correct, yeah. And that's a difficult thing just because when you're making a commitment to eating healthy and changing your life, you know, as you mentioned, the food that you put in your body will make you feel either good or bad, depending on what you're eating. And with her, not only did her physique change, but her attitude, her mentality, her confidence, right? So if you're not in sync with that, with your partner, that can be difficult.
It really can be hard if your partner, I've dated people who are like, it's only like junk food, or they're like, they just want to eat a bunch of stuff that I don't want to eat. And it doesn't work. Like, if you're eating with someone, living with someone, you're like, we don't agree on this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really hard. It's hard.
Yeah. And he just wouldn't come around. He just didn't link up for him. Like,
well, you know, I would say good for her. You know, I mean, she made a commitment and she stuck by it. And I'm so proud of her efforts. And she seemed more happy than ever.
Yeah. So. What about changing people's behaviors? How have you noticed, like, in working with people, what are some of the key things to get people to, like, where do you see people come to at what points in their life do they come to where they're like, I'm just ready? Like, this is, like, certain things have happened where they're ready to make the change. I'm always thinking about, like, what are the habits? What are the things people can do? Like,
well, I would say, you know, being in LA, it's such a entertainment industry driven city. We do have a lot of clients that are actors, actresses. They, you know, they need to lose weight for a role. They need to gain weight for a role. We have a lot of professional athletes, whether it's NFL, MLB, NBA. Obviously, they have to fuel themselves properly to be able to perform at the highest level.
Right.
But we also, again, working in the space with health and wellness centers and hospitals, unfortunately, what happens is people decide to make that transition after a scare, right? They're maybe someone in their family passed away from a disease.
Yeah.
That happens quite often in our industry. Or, you know, they personally might have had a scare,
right?
You know, or they have some kind of illness that now needs to be controlled with a specific meal plan. So yeah, I mean, there's so many different situations.
No, it's true. It's because I'm always thinking, like, it is. Like, we wait sometimes till things get really, really bad until we make that decision. But I just think that, yeah, I mean, healthy food is so, I mean, if I eat, you know, a lot of sugar, a lot of food, you know, I don't feel like myself. But I've been this way for so long. So I'm just trying to think how to get people to realize that I can help you all with, like, your issues you have around a lot of different things. But if you don't have a healthy lifestyle, at the end of the day, you're not treating yourself well, your body well. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be appealing to others either. Like, you're not going to be as open or attractive. You're not feeling, you know, an attractive mate to others if you are not taking steps to essentially, it's like self-love in a way. If you're just putting a bunch of crap in your body and wondering why, like, your penis doesn't work,
And we don't want to get it to that point. I mean, it's more, we're hoping to be a more, like, preventative, you know, service, right? We don't want for people to wait to hit rock bottom with whatever it is they're dealing with to then reach out to a service like ours.
Right.
I felt like when I started Eat Naked LA, there's so many components I wanted to incorporate to cover so many different kinds of people. So, you know, being affordable is number one.
It is. It's really, like, because I've looked at other plans and it's like, totally makes sense.
And then taste. I mean, I think
it tastes so good. The best eggs, the best breakfast. I'm like, oh my God, it's so delicious. Like,
yeah. Meal prepping services from current clients that I've used other services, I hear it all the time. Like, the food is bland. It doesn't taste good. It goes bad quickly. So it was very important for me to create a menu that tastes really, really good. And so when I started, all those recipes were actually foods that I was cooking at home. So my concept was, I would never feed you something that I wouldn't eat personally. And then the menu kind of expanded upon that. And, you know, I have a full staff of chefs. I don't cook anymore, but I'm very close with the recipes when we do launch something new. And I'm very proud to say everything tastes.
It does. Super good. Everything tastes amazing. It's like, literally, I don't even know. And the fact that it's organic and healthy and it still tastes good. Mm-hmm. Breakfast, all the meats and the fish. Like, it's really, it's literally, I've tried other food services and it's delicious and I don't have to think about it. And it's just, it's always great. So it's funny because you said you wouldn't sell anything or you wouldn't promote anything that you didn't actually like. That's how I feel about sex toys. People are like, do you really like this toy? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you guys to try a toy if we didn't like it in the office. Why would I do that, right? Because it's such a home girl. Like, I started my show in my living room, you know, in my small apartment in San Francisco.
That's so the way it should be.
I know, right? Yes.
There's so many people promoting things that they've never used. And I truly believe in, you know, if you're going to promote something that you personally use it yourself, or that it's benefiting you.
Absolutely. You know? So. And you can tell, you know, that you put your heart in this. Yeah, like, it's really is your business, and that you want people to thrive and to do well by eating the foods. And it can be hard now, because if you go into a store, and I've tried, like, yeah, organic, we all know, is better for us now. It really is. Like, there's been studies for women and preventative care for women's health, for breast cancer, like all these, for hormones, for women going through perimenopause, menopause, that you actually, like, I remember when I read that a few years ago, I was like, oh God, I really do have to, like, shell out the money. Like, I do have to eat organic, but I do feel so much better. Yeah. You know, you know that. So all that stuff is important right now, with all the research we have and all the information we have, that it just makes sense.
Yeah,
and it makes your life easier. And to me, also, these foods, like, it's like, I don't have to worry about it, because I know it's going to be good. Like, I know I have a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to...
And I mean, even reason why I'm here to talk about these kind of foods is it comes full circle. It's you eat well, you eat consistently, you know, you'll have the energy, you'll have the stamina, you'll have the sex drive, right? It was funny, when I was putting together this list with my girlfriend, we were... You know, I told her, hey, I need to look up foods that boost your sex drive or boost your libido. And we were going down the list, and it just made so much sense.
Right.
Because I'm having all these foods every single day. And she's like, oh, okay, I get it now. I get it, right? And, you know, we're two very fit, active, healthy people. And It was just funny.
That's right. Yeah. Like, you're doing it right without even trying. Because I think that we naturally do get drawn towards those things, you know, that are good for us.
Yeah.
So you guys are having a good sex and eating well and a healthy couple.
Yes. That's the only way to do it.
Good example for others. Fernando, thank you for being here, for sharing your food, sharing your stories, and your inspiration. I have the five questions to ask you that we ask. Okay. Quickie questions.
Okay.
They're not hard.
Okay.
They're fun. Okay. What's your biggest turn on?
Smile.
Biggest turn off?
Not listening.
What makes good sex?
Passion.
Something you tell your younger self about sex and relationships?
Quality over quantity.
Ooh, that's good. Number one sex tip?
Listen.
Yeah, pay attention. I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into your email questions. Oh, here we are. I love answering people's questions. Okay, if you want me to do that and you want a question answered on the show, go to sexwithemily.com, click the Ask Emily tab, fill out the short form, or just email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Whatever you do, please include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Thanks, guys. Want to read the email?
Of course. Okay, this first one comes to us from Pat, who's 28 in London. She writes, Hi, Dr. Emily. My name is Pat. I'm 28 and I'm from London. I always listen to your podcast. I've learned so much about relationships and sexuality. So I've been talking to this guy I met online. He's absolutely lovely and sounds like a dream guy. We haven't met yet, but yesterday he told me he's into DDLG, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. Daddy Dom Little Girl, yeah.
Daddy Dom Little Girl. Mm-hmm. Just in case.
Yes, of course. Most people wouldn't know what that is. I'm not sure how to feel about it, to be honest. I told him that I appreciate his honesty, but I'm not sure if I'll be able to fully participate in his kink. He said it's fine and he doesn't expect me to do anything I'm not comfortable with. He still wants to get to know me and meet up. Is it something he would be able to live without, or do you think I should move on if I'm not ready to fulfill his needs? Many thanks.
Such a great question here, Pat, because here's the deal. It might not be your thing, Daddy Dom Little Girl, which is a fantasy that a lot of, you know, men have, to kind of do this like Dom sub thing where you're a little girl. Like, you really would be living as a little girl. Just when you're having sex, he would be treating you as his daughter sexually. It's a kink. We've got some great blogs on our website about it. But what I want to know is, like, first off, he says he's cool if you're not into it. Well, that's good. I mean, that's good to know. So I guess if everything else about this guy was interesting, I always say you can go on one date. Why not? Find out more about it. Maybe it is interesting. Maybe it isn't. But also, what are you into? Because if you don't know that answer yet, that's okay. Like, everything that we talk about on the show, as you know, it's like a process of exploring and learning and, what does turn me on sexually? So even just going out with him once and saying, like, I wonder if I could get into this fantasy could be interesting. Have him tell you more about it. Say, well, tell me how this fantasy goes down. I'd love to know more. But don't feel bad. Don't force yourself into it. If it's not your thing, it is not your thing. And also, I just urge everybody to figure out what your thing is. 2020.
I agree.
What's your jam? Listen to our podcast with Celeste and Danielle. Their book is called Coming Together.
Oh, so good.
It's a really good podcast, and it really explains how a lot of us, like, it, don't feel bad that you don't know, because it is. I had to learn what was I was into. I had to focus on fantasy and pleasure and study. So I was like, because I wasn't one of the people who naturally had fantasies or who even knew. So you're not alone. If I can get there, you can get there. Just do your work, do your research. It helps you have better, more pleasurable sex. So the next time someone says, what are you into? You can answer.
And then that way we have a second wave of the roaring 20s in your sex life. That's what I'm excited for, the 20s.
Wait. Oh.
I don't know. Roaring.
I thought you meant we're going back to flapper dresses. I didn't understand, but you meant.
I just meant like for your sex life, though. So like.
You're in the 20s.
Yeah. We're getting into it.
Yes.
Like instead of like, you know, how everyone was like, oh, we're embracing it now. In the 20s, the flappers came out and they're all sexy and hot. And now I think we should make a second wave of that.
Yes. But like, what should we wear?
Oh, good question. Maybe some chrome.
Chrome leather,
chrome
brass accents, feathers,
the Crave necklace,
whatever you're into, the Crave necklace. All right, guys, we love it. I wear it every single day. Like I had to go back in my house today because I wasn't wearing it. I just feel like it's my outfit.
You're naked without it.
I'm naked without it. Speaking of naked.
So this next one comes to us from Sabrina, who's 45 in New Jersey. Hello, Dr. Emily. I was born male, but I've recently decided to transition to female and change my name from Steve to Sabrina. I came out to my friends, but I'm having a hard time coming out to my family. Any tips?
All right, Sabrina. I'm really glad that you've been able to, you know, come out to your friends. So congratulations. And it sounds like they're supporting you through that. And I know it's not an easy time. Really good for you. It does get easier the more open we are with those that we love. So I get it, you know, about your family. You know your family best. And so we all know like how to talk to our families, how to treat them. Maybe, you know, in the past, if you ever had, you know, do they like to have conversations with no one else around? Do they want to do it after, you know, in the evening? Are they better when you're walking? Like, so just figure out all of those things. But I also think there are a few things to keep in mind. You know, I always think when I want to have a conversation with someone, it's important for me, like an important one, like I write it down. I actually practice and I think about what are the points that I really want to get across. So prepare. And when you do prepare, you can think about like, you know, when you're saying it to them, understand that maybe they had no idea. It's going to be a shock to them. And so you could just say, let them know that, warn them or prepare and say, I have something to talk to you about. So you could say, you know what, when you get home tonight, I'd love to chat. Mm-hmm. Or let's chat, you know, this morning, whatever it is, let's have coffee. I'd love to share something with you or wherever you find it comfortable. And then it's okay to say, you might be surprised or this might come as a shock to you. And I'm not even sure if you're going to like this, but here's some information for you. If they are difficult or they react, say, can you let me finish? Can you let me talk? Please don't freak out. All the things that you need to say, and then tell it. Just say, you know what? I have transitioned. I'm gay, I'm bisexual, transgender, queer. I'm attracted to men, women, whatever it is. Explain all of it to them because we can't assume they even know what it means. And then you want to explain, like, this is who you're dating and this is who you're going to be into. And then you want to speak from your heart, like, this matters to me. You're my family. I want to have a great relationship with you. I love you. My family's so important. It's been difficult hiding from other people who I truly am. I've been afraid. I didn't want lies to go on. I want us to love each other. And then you can have an exit plan and say, you know what? I know you might need some time to process this, to think about this. I'm here for you. Let me know when you want to talk. So I think having all of these steps. Mm-hmm. Would be really important to kind of
lay out. And then what if they had like a friend for like a support system just in case? Like maybe a friend that took it really well?
Absolutely. I think a friend or if you're a sibling already knows, I think that is great. It's always good to have support for these things.
And then like if they do not react in the best way, at least you also have a friend that can get you out of there too.
Exactly. And if you have your points, like sometimes I'll be having conversations and I'll have to write down like, I know that they're going to resist to this. So, you know, I make sure I made all my points. Like I'm having meetings and I literally have it on my notes on my phone, like boom, boom, boom. So you're going to have an out.
Exactly.
And like, then your friend can help you. So, and I'm telling you guys, role playing isn't just great for the bedroom. It's actually great for real life, difficult conversations. Sometimes I'll, you know, practice with a friend, or I'll even like leave therapy. I have a tough business conversation, and sometimes a business coach, whatever, I write it down. I go so much better when you know where it's going to go. So
yeah. I do that.
It's helped me a lot in life.
I do that if I'm going to the doctor to remember what questions I need to ask.
Great advice.
And then I also practice conversations in the shower.
Yeah. The shower's great because you just can't be on your phone.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to like practice how this is going to go. And especially like you're so right when you're like, you know your family best. So you'll know probably how they might react. So right. You'll have counters.
Exactly. Like walk it through. If you're a sibling or someone else knows your family, have them play devil's advocate, you know, do a role play where they're like, well, da da da. You never told us. You know, we did everything for you. Okay, great. Let's go into, yeah.
Okay, and this last one comes to us from Jonathan, who is 37 in West Virginia. Hi, Dr. Emily. I wanted to thank you for such an entertaining and informative show. Thanks to the show, I've been exposed to the wonderful world of lube and all of its benefits. Not only is it great for my wife and penetration, but she's used some on me as she fingers my ass and rides me cowgirl. Oh my goodness. I love when people add that in. It's the best. Okay, so to my question. We generally guide each other to the destinations on our body we want stimulated, but sometimes my wife or I will ask in the moment, what do you want me to do to you? Now, I could come up with dozens of things I'd love to do to my wife, but I just feel odd telling her directly, like, suck my balls or kiss my dick. What's a different way I could express something like that? Thanks for everything.
Okay, I love this, Jonathan. Well, okay, this is just the next step in your learning from the show, from Sex with Emily. I'm so glad that you, you know, you understand lube now. That's a great first step. It's funny because this whole, like, what do you want me to do? I think that's always an interesting thing to know what to say. Before I learned how to communicate sexually, I remember people would be like, what do you want me to do to you? And I'd be like, everything you're doing is good. Because I was like, I don't know how to ask them. And I didn't even know what I wanted. So I feel like if she's asking you that, she wants to know. So my recommendation, though, would to be have the conversation outside the bedroom next time you guys are, you know when it's best to have conversations. Maybe you've had a cocktail, you're out to dinner, you're going for a walk, and you could just say, you know what? Our sex lately has been so hot. You can give her some highlights and say, though, when you ask me, like, do you know what I want to say when you ask me what I want you to do? I want to tell you that I think it's so hot if you suck my balls or suck my dick, but I don't know how you're going to react. And like legitimately say it like that, because there's no charge to it. You're not in the moment. She'll be like, oh my, she might say, babe, tell me everything. Or she'll be like, can you not say dick, say cock? Like she might have some feedback for you and then you'll feel more comfortable. And then guess what? Then you're going to get your balls sucked. You're going to get your needs met.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works, you guys. It's not some big secret. It's really just healthy communication. Get your needs met. You can say it, you know, and then you can practice it. And then if she says to you, yeah, I want that, then in the shower, like Jamie, you can be like, suck my dick. However a guy would say it in a breathy way. Well, guys, guess what? Guys wouldn't be as breathy, but maybe suck my, whatever she's into. You could even say on your walk, do you want me to be like, suck my dick or suck my dick, baby? Like, what's she into? Does she want to be dominated?
Right.
I don't know. We don't know. This is so fun. Also, you guys, this is where porn and audio erotica come in handy. Take notes. And then if you heard something in erotica, you know, you could even do it with your partner and be like, was that hot to you? Was that not hot to you? And audio erotica, like tryquinn.com, tryquinn.com or Dipsy are two really great apps that literally, if you're someone who you're not really into the visual porn, this is some audio porn. So check that out and listen to that when you're going for a while. Like, oh, that's kind of hot the way they said that. You guys, we're not supposed to be great at all these things. We're not supposed to be experts. We didn't come out of the womb saying, mommy, mommy, give me your boob. Give me your tit or whatever. Like, we didn't have our sexy voice.
We did not. There's no class for that.
No, I'd be wrong. But you know what I'm saying? We don't know. I think we all walk around like it's so awkward. Yes, you're right. Talking sexy, being sexy, asking for what you want is awkward, but that's why I'm here to help. So it no longer is. Thanks, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy almost New Year.
Oh, gosh. 2020.
2020. I just want to keep saying 2020. It feels really good.
It does.
It's just easy. It's going to be a great year. Thank you, Jamie, for sitting by my side here for another year. I love you, girl. if you like the show. Thank you. Thank you for listening and supporting it. And thank you. Right now, you can do this. Just rate us 5 stars wherever you listen. Or just rate us how you feel. You can go to iTunes, leave a review there. That really helps us. The 5-star helps us on iTunes from some reviews long ago, that 10 years ago, that still don't make us a 5-star show, even though we are. I feel we are. Any topics you want to hear about, email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sign up for our newsletter. It's awesome. People are always like, you make good newsletter. Like, people who might not even listen to the podcast are like, I really like your newsletter. So check that out. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy New Year. Love you. Love doing the show. And I can't wait for the 15th year. Thanks to my awesome team, Ken, Kristen, Elisa, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.